Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week, as always, by my good friends, Mr. Sean Falk and Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And this week, we are going to talk about five table service restaurants at Walt Disney World that you're not eating at and should be. These are five places that I know I love. I think you've ate at most of them.
Three of the five.
And I don't know if you have as much experience.
I've eaten at several of them or whatever. I haven't eaten at number one, but maybe someday. So we'll see.
All right. Yeah. So these are places that we absolutely love that, you know, just don't get the kind of love and attention we think they deserve. So we'll start with number five. No surprise here if you've heard me talk on any of the shows at all. Jungle Skipper Canteen over in the Magic Kingdom. Now, not everybody likes this place. Mm-hmm. The menu is a little eclectic, to be sure, but the food is fantastic. I mean, every time I've eaten there, it's been several times, very consistent, very good food. Mm-hmm. And I think the prices are decent for a table service restaurant, and it's usually very easy to get a reservation or even just walk up. And eat there.
It's also a really well themed restaurant, which, you know, if you're a Disney person, that's probably a big plus. I remember we went to the grand opening and we all had our meals, and I think you were like, "Man, this place is going to be so popular," and it just for some reason hasn't stuck with a lot of other people.
Well, I think because if you take a look at the menu, you know, it has some scary names on it, and you know, it says some very different. Different types of dishes, and so, you know, I don't know that what.
No, I was thinking about my experience whenever I was there. I think that the problem with the menu is that like they advertise it as a restaurant of like African cuisine is like one of the things on there, and there's absolutely no African cuisine on the menu. Because I really, when we went, I was like, oh, I want to try because that's the theme of the restaurant. And I asked our server, I was like, oh, what's the most like African thing on this menu, because I want something really authentic, and he recommended the teriyaki salmon, and I was like, okay, like I was like, well, I'm in for quite a treat, I guess. Like, here at this meal, it was good teriyaki salmon, but it just wasn't like what I thought the restaurant was supposed to be. I'm like, it's not African food. So,
well, yeah, I mean, look, if you really want African food, you head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
I wanted like a giraffe or something. Like I was wanting like
giraffe,
whatever. Like, you know, whatever.
Do they even serve that anywhere?
I don't think that's a thing.
I bet you can get it somewhere.
Well, maybe you shouldn't. But all right. So anyway, Jungle Skipper Canteen for me is one of those places. Not usually overly crowded. Easy to get a reservation, and the food is really good. Number four on the list. Kind of falls into the same category over at the Walt Disney World Swan, Il Molino, which is the Italian restaurant made famous in New York. That when I tell you the food is absolutely incredible at Il Molino. Now, the problem with Il Molino is it's on the expensive side. But my opinion is that, yes, it's expensive Italian food, but the portions are huge.
Oh, yeah.
You never walk out of there hungry. And everything is done fresh. The pasta is made fresh every day. A lot of the ingredients that the chefs are cooking with are sourced almost daily. Really creative menu, incredibly good service. And it's just, you know, it's a go-to restaurant for me that a lot of times if I want to take somebody out and, you know, really show them a good time or, you know, it's a special occasion. That's where I'll go because I know I'm going to get a good meal. And if I, you know, especially if I don't feel like traipsing into a theme park.
Right.
So it's definitely a nice dinner. This is not a quick service by any means. It's definitely on the pricier side, but in my opinion, worth every penny.
Oh, yeah. This place was so good. I've been once or whatever, and I went with you, but it was, I mean, I was like, man, this is one of the best meals I've ever had at Disney. It was one of the best meals I've had, period. So I ate my food. I ate on other people's food, like at the table that were there. Like, they were like, oh, I'm not going to finish mine. I was like, we'll send it over this way. Like, I will eat anything that I'm served at this place. The bread was great. Like, I'm like, all this was great.
It's tremendous. And everything on the menu. I mean, I haven't had anything there that I would say, like, okay, don't get that. Mm-hmm. But I will say the pappardelle, the pasta, which is kind of like a wide noodle, and the arancini, which is the rice balls with the sausage.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, I knew there was some kind of meat.
Fried rice balls with sausage and a marinara sauce. Oh, my God, you kill yourself. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I will also say it's a great place to go if you're at either at Epcot or Hollywood Studios, because it's kind of close to both of those parks. So, you know, even if you're not staying at the Swan or Dolphin, you can just walk over there and enjoy your meal. It is a great place. I love it, too.
Yeah, it is. Number three on the list. Little out of the way, to be sure. Trails End, the buffet restaurant at Fort Wilderness, right next to Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. In fact, the food is pretty much the same as the food you get in the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review. In particular, the cornbread and the fried chicken here are absolutely out of this world.
Yeah, exceptional. Grade A.
And it's very reasonably priced. I don't have the pricing in front of me, but it's probably the most reasonably priced buffet.
Oh, yeah.
At Walt Disney World. Now, understand that, you know, you drive to Fort Wilderness, you park in the front, then you have to take a bus back to where the restaurant is. So it's a little bit out of the way. One of the reasons why it's probably not overrun with people, but here's a little trick. If you want a break from the Magic Kingdom, just hop on the boat from the right outside the Magic Kingdom over to Fort Wilderness and go have lunch or dinner, or even breakfast, because they serve breakfast too. Mm-hmm. Have lunch or dinner over at Trails End and then head back to the Magic Kingdom. Nice midday break, or, you know, early evening break for dinner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Fort Wilderness is an incredible place just to hang out. It's awesome.
And experiencing an experience amongst itself, just to check it out. And especially at holidays, like if you ever have been there during the 4th of July or, you know, something like that, it's kind of an amazing place. But I did check the prices. Dinner's only $30 for adults. Children are 17. For a buffet at Disney, that's really good.
You're really not seeing that anywhere else. And when I tell you, the food is good.
Oh, yeah. No, the food there is so good. I mean, personally, I would, if somebody was asking me, I'd recommend them, like, go do Hoop-Dee-Doo, because it's, you know, there's the show and all that kind of stuff. But people who either can't afford it or just don't want to do that with their night or time and don't like that, it's still great to go eat that food. I think it's better than just about anything you're going to eat in Magic Kingdom.
If you're, if you're okay taking a couple hours off from your theme park day at the Magic Kingdom, this, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to get there. Go from the Magic Kingdom, head over on the boat, takes you right to Fort Wilderness. It's, you know, the restaurant is right off the dock. And it's phenomenal. Phenomenal meal. Number two on the list, somewhat different experience, little on the more high-end side, is Monsieur Paul over right of, it's the restaurant above the restaurant in France. It's Le Chef de France is the restaurant. But people don't know, if you go around to the back, there's another restaurant called Monsieur Paul, which, this isn't food, this is a culinary experience. These are incredibly well-cooked, well-prepared French meals. People, I think one of the things that puts people off is they feel like, oh, I have to be dressed really nice to go in there. You have people in there in shorts and t-shirts and sneakers. It's in a theme park. They know they're going to get that. People are not going to go back to their hotel, change into a collared shirt and slacks.
Right.
Now, you will see people in there that are in collared shirt and slacks and a nice dress, but you're also going to see people in there that are dressed just the way you are in a theme park, and it's all good. Mm. It's all good, and the food is all good. The service is outstanding. is absolutely outstanding. And this is another one of those event restaurants. Mm-hmm. You want something really special because, you know, it's your anniversary or your wife or your husband's birthday or, you know, something you're celebrating. You want something that people are going to remember. Trust me right now, a dinner at Monsieur Paul is not something they'll soon forget.
Yeah, when I just came here on vacation, we were going to eat there because, I mean, I've always heard of the restaurant. And like any – a lot of times you look at lists online, they're like best theme park restaurants. And I mean that one consistently is like number one or number two along with like Mythos over in Universal Studios.
Okay, yeah, no. We're going to stop right there. There is no comparison.
But I'm saying they get rated.
The crap. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know who the hell is rating Mythos as the best anything in anything. Mythos is terrible, and it's terrible, and
they flip back and forth with one and two between these two restaurants.
Well, it's Monsieur Paul. Trust me, I'm telling you all right now, it's Monsieur Paul. Don't even bother with that.
Well, we wanted to go there, but we only knew it as like, oh, it's the restaurant in France. And so we went and ended up eating in the restaurant downstairs because we just didn't know it wasn't that restaurant. We didn't know there were two restaurants. We didn't know there was one upstairs. That kind of, and we ate there, and I was like, I didn't think that was all that. Like, it wasn't that good. And then now, of course, I've learned since then, no, the restaurant's upstairs. Like,
and don't get me place, so. Don't get me wrong. Le Chef de France, the main restaurant in France, is wonderful. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's one of my absolute favorites in Epcot. But like, you know, this is that culinary experience. That's dinner. This is a culinary experience at Monsieur Paul. So absolutely worth the money and just amazing food. Amazing food. Took my family there actually just last month and they lost it. My niece's birthday. Mm. And again, we get the question all the time. What's something special what we can do for, you know, my wife's birthday or this or that? Go to Monsieur Paul. You'll thank me later. All right, number one on our list. And I originally was going to put Monsieur Paul at number one, but because Monsieur Paul, I think, probably gets a little bit more traffic than what's on number one. And number one is consistently everybody who eats there says the same thing. Oh, my God, this place is amazing. And that is Sanaa over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. This is in the Kidani Village section of Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is the Disney Vacation Club area as opposed to Jumbo House, which is the regular hotel portion. So it's a little out of the way to get to. I mean, Animal Kingdom Lodge itself is not exactly, you know, easily accessible. You gotta drive or take a bus. But Sanaa is absolutely worth it. Again, it's African cuisine. The bread service here may sound crazy that, you know, anybody be raving about a bread service, but invariably when people come to me and say, oh my God, I tried Sanaa, it was amazing. Have you tried that bread service? Bread service is awesome. The food is awesome. Again, it's a different type of cuisine. And, you know, and I think it puts some people, I think the cuisine puts some people off, the location puts some people off. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those places, it's worth it to go out of your way to experience.
Yeah,
this.
I really need to do, this is the one on the list that I really, really need to do because I love Jiko, I love Boma, I love the Mara, all at Jumbo House. And I love those locations and I just, for some reason, have never gone over to Sanaa for I don't know what reason. So that's got to be on my list of things to do because I've just heard so much. So I'm literally the person that this one is targeted towards of why am I not eating there? I don't know.
So there you have it. Our five table service restaurants you're not eating at and should be at Walt Disney World. Number five, the Jungle Skipper Canteen in the Magic Kingdom. Number four, Il Molino at the Walt Disney World Swan. Number three, Trails End over at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campgrounds. Number two, Monsieur Paul, the restaurant above Le Chef de France at World Showcase in Epcot. And number one, Sanaa over at Kidani Village at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And that will do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back with you again next week with another edition of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everybody.